For KBIA in Columbia, I'm Casey Murray. The University of Missouri is instituting new face covering guidelines today that will require students to wear masks at all times when on campus. Before this change, students were required to wear face coverings only indoors. However, masks were not required for students if they were outdoors and remaining 6 feet apart from others. Requiring students to wear masks outdoors comes after a significant jump in the positivity rate of coronavirus in Boone County. The positivity rate increased from 10.6% to 44.6% just after 1 week of school beginning. Boone County Health Educator Ashton Day says while wearing masks can combat transmission, social distancing is just as important.
Mask wearing is not a substitute for social distancing. It's a great tool in the toolbox, but really social distancing, keeping that distance from others, is the number one thing you can do.
MU students will be required to put on masks immediately after drinking and eating, but are not required to wear face coverings if they are exercising alone. Employees are also not required to wear masks when working alone. A Columbia-based activist group known as People's Defense held its 100th consecutive protest last night. The Columbia Missourian reports that the protests first began in May after the death of George Floyd in Minneapolis, but have continued in the name of others that were killed this year by police. The protesters met in front of the Boone County Courthouse before marching down 8th Street. The protesters are planning to appear this evening at the 6 o'clock meeting of Columbia City Council to discuss policing in the city. Nearly three-quarters of public school students in Missouri have the option to attend class in person this fall. About 26% of students are in schools with virtual-only classes. Missouri's 518 school districts and 36 public charter schools are taking varying approaches as they balance educational needs with the desire to protect students, teachers, and staff from the coronavirus. Missouri medical marijuana dispensaries were expected to be open by now, but delays from the state to approve cultivation sites means patients won't have a place to go for a few more months. As Corinne Ruff reports, some St. Louis cannabis entrepreneurs say that's actually helping their business.
A big part of Zachary Post's business is teaching people how to grow their own marijuana. He owns Elite Home Growers Academy and holds twice monthly workshops on Zoom these days. With dispensaries still not open and people stuck at home during the pandemic, he says business has been booming, especially for consultations to get everything set up. Post says people need tents, lighting, and other equipment.
I didn't even calculate that side of the business. We got one phone call to do a tent installation, and we took pictures and put it on social media, and next thing you know, we've been busy ever since.
Post says long-term, he'll figure out a way to coexist with dispensaries once they open. But for now, he says there's an opportunity for small businesses like his to catch up. I'm Corinne Ruff, St. Louis Public Radio.
Students in the Columbia Public School District may have encountered problems with the technology they're supposed to use to attend school virtually yesterday as they prepare to start class today. The Columbia Missourian reports that students enrolled in kindergarten through 8th grade may have had issues with their iPads. There are now updated instructions for those experiencing connectivity issues that should resolve the problems, emailed out by the district. I'm Casey Murray, KBIA News, Columbia.